Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. First of all, my heart goes out to anyone and everyone that is being affected by these weather events, especially in California. And of course, many of you were reaching out to me. So far, things are going well. Our property has not had any damage. And I do want to share with you a couple of images that I found here on Giggle. Of course, I went here to see what they are showing the rest of the world. Let me know if you are being affected either in California or in other places. I know Europe is getting hammered. I heard Norway is going to be having some historic weather events as well. And this is just absolutely stunning. I do remember way back when I was in college at UC Santa Barbara, and we had horrible flooding there as well. And also in Los Angeles, there were mudslides around that time. So this is not just an isolated event, but of course, things are getting worse and worse and worst, as I say, because we know that the bad guys do not have our best interest in mind. What I want to talk about on this show today are these crazy, weird weather words that have been created over the last several years to explain and I guess describe these really freaky weather events that you know and I know are absolutely normal. Of course, I would never on this platform ever, ever, ever even want to hint at the idea that it could be man-made or manufactured. You know that that's something that I would never talk about publicly anyway. So what we are going to do is let me give you a little rundown in terms of what is going on in California right now. And then I will share with you a handful of these really weird words. And I want you to let me know in a comment if you have heard some of these weather descriptions that I never heard of when I was growing up, or even as a young adult, or even about 10 years ago. So right now, what's going on in California is lots of heavy rains. Sadly, many people are finding out that possibly their insurance is not going to cover this. Now, of course, insurance claims take a long time, so I don't want to jump to any conclusions, but I do believe that insurance rates are going to rise and that there will be a march toward having government insurance and that no private insurance companies are really going to be around much. I know that's happening in Florida and other places as well, in terms not only, well, in California, there's fire insurance, flood insurance, earthquake insurance. And apparently now we need tornado insurance because there was a tornado warning coming out in Beverly Hills of all places. So, and also San Diego, close to me. So apparently this storm system, as they're calling it, is going to linger. There is a continued flood watch for all of the San Diego region. And also, I believe my neck of the woods, Orange County, and as far north as Santa Barbara, there are flash flood warnings also in place for Beverly Hills, Los Angeles, West Hollywood. And sadly, some people, there are at least three people that have died as a result of falling trees during the storm. And you know as well that the let me just say the atmospheric conditions in terms of what's being sprayed in the sky also contributes to the trees rotting from the inside out because they cannot take up the nutrients from the soil. I need to have my lovely Robert, my fire, well, and he's not just a fire expert, but he is an arborist. He is a forensic arborist. He has the ability to study these burn patterns in trees, and he can determine what has been happening to these trees. And definitely we will bring more coverage. A reminder that if you're looking for videos that are no longer on YouTube, you need to go to peggyhall.tv. That's my vault where all of my videos are and have been for the last 4 years. And then if you prefer not to go to the vault and you want to see the more recent videos, well, everything's in the vault at peggyhall.tv, but you can see a number of my videos over at Rumble. So yes, I have a Rumble channel as well. I have a second channel here on YouTube called Living Swell with Peggy Hall. If I go missing off of this channel, hopefully that's where you can find me, and always over at Substack. I'm sorry, it's peggyhall.substack.com. So let's do this. Let's talk about these weird weather words that I've been hearing for the last few years. Let me know if you have any others. And the first is atmospheric river. Let me bring you over to this image that I got from NASA, because whatever NASA says, we should believe. Yeah, absolutely. You know, we went to space. They called on I guess they had cell phones back in the 1960s, because they were able to call without any interference back to the space headquarters and tell them that they landed on the moon. It's amazing. And apparently there was somebody with a camera taking a picture of the first astronaut walking on the moon. So maybe he was really the second one. Well, so many questions we'll have to leave for another day. But what I want to show you is how NASA is telling us this is an atmospheric river. So that's what it looks like. And we should believe it and never question it. But what I'm going to do is tell you when they first started using that word was back around 1994. It was the first time it was used, but it really did not come into popularity until about 2009. And then really in the last, let's say 2013, 2014, if you look at how frequently these words were used in the media, that's when it really came into fashion. So we're told that an atmospheric river is a narrow corridor, because of course there are rivers in the sky. It's a narrow corridor or filament of concentrated water vapor that's transported in the atmosphere. It's like a river in the sky that can be 1,000 miles long, because yes, I'm sure they've measured it. On average, atmospheric rivers have about twice the regular flow of the Amazon River. Now, of course, they needed to include the word Amazon. One of these days coming up soon, I'll do a deep dive on Amazon, you know, like Amazon and, you know, like Amazon. Yeah. And the Amazons. It's very interesting. Email me anything you have on Amazon. If you want to help me connect the clots, email me support@thehealthyamerican.org and write to me, Peggy Hall, 205 Avenida Del Mar, number 681, San Clemente, California, 92674. It's also for you in the description box below. We have got to find alternative ways of staying in touch if this channel has any funny business happen to it. So these atmospheric rivers can produce intense rainfall or snowfall when they run up against mountains. So that's why you're hearing about these atmospheric rivers. Now, why did we not hear about them previously? Well, because they were just recently created, I guess, in the weather manipulation, manufactured weather. Can I call it that? We'll see if I'm allowed to say that. So California experienced a historic run of 9 consecutive atmospheric rivers between December 2022 and January 2023. And apparently we're just out of January 2024. We'll see how many atmospheric rivers California experiences. And the good news is we probably should be out of a drought, unless Daddy Newsom tells us that we aren't. I will bring to you in an upcoming video, there is a website that shows what states are in a drought and which are not. All right, ready for this second word? A fire tornado. Yes, you heard that right. Or a fire-nado, sometimes referred to as a fire whirl or a fire devil. Let me know if you've heard of any of these terms. So this is the whirlwind that is created by a fire and it's composed of flame or ash. It starts with a whirl of wind. And I'm just reading again off of the like weather.com website, because you know that they're telling us the truth. So these fire tornadoes or fire nados, also known as fire twisters, can create a tornado-like vortex that sucks in debris and combustible gases. Now, it's likely that I have some fire experts on this channel, that there are firefighters that will tell me that those are real things. It's just interesting that this phenomenon was first verified in the 2003 Canberra brush fires in Australia, and then was verified in the Car Fire. Yes, that's what they called it, the Car Fire in 2018. And then in 2020, there were fire tornadoes in the Loyalton Fire in California and Nevada. So of course, do not draw any conclusions or even introduce the idea that these fires could be anything but natural. We've been over this many times on this channel. For those of you that are new to my channel and you don't understand satire, welcome. All right. The next is a bomb cyclone. Have you heard that term? And that came into being around 2011. So a bomb cyclone, this is the definition on the Weather Channel, says it behaves like conventional winter storms, but we have to give it, this is my commentary, we have to give it a different name and we'll call it a bomb cyclone, even though it behaves like conventional winter storms. And they can also produce heavy flooding, blizzard conditions, and wind speeds comparable to a Category 1 hurricane. But don't call it a Category 1 hurricane, for heaven's sakes. Call it a bomb cyclone because it's much scarier and people will be worried and they'll blame it on climate warming. Can I call it climate warming? Did I just make up that phrase as well? Global swarming is what I call it. Here's another one. Polar vortex. And we're hearing that as well. And we're told that it's not really a new phenomenon, that it's been around since about 1853, give or take a few years. But in 2014, so about 10 years ago, this phrase came up again because temperatures in New York City dropped to 4 degrees. And this is an area of low air pressure that constantly swirls around the North and South poles. Of course it does. And these strong, icy, cold wind currents are locked high up in the atmosphere by the jet stream. And then there is, we're told that there's a wobble in the North Pole. Yeah. Sure. And this wobble in the North Pole creates this vortex, which causes the winds to break into the lower atmosphere, sometimes sending frigid weather south, sometimes as far as Florida. And that, my friends, is the basically dictionary definition of polar vortex. Now, Joshi over in Hawaii, when he was talking about the absolutely natural fire that happened in Lahaina, he called it a dry hurricane because, you know, hurricanes are dry. There's hardly ever any rain associated with hurricanes. Don't be getting confused for those of you that have been through hurricanes. Joshi, I mean, he's a doctor after all, and he wears a lot of Band-Aids on his fingers. So obviously he's doing something right. And he termed what happened in Lahaina a dry hurricane because there was wind from a hurricane 800 miles offshore that didn't make it to Lahaina. But of course, that's what caused the fire. So I'm sticking to what he says because he is in favor of the Green New Deal and build back better and burn back better. So of course, what he has to say is accurate. And finally, have you heard of the corona winds? I don't even know if I can say that on this channel. I will have to leave that for you to determine whether or not that is accurate. And you know, this puts me in mind to do another video all about the strange new names for the strange new clouds. Yes, let me show you a picture here. Now, this came from my sister, actually, and this was in, let's just call it north of Los Angeles, right before all of the flooding happened a few days beforehand. And then I had some lovely, healthy Americans. I have healthy Americans all over the United States. And someone sent me this. I'll just say that it's happening all over. I have to figure out which state that is. X marks the spot. And apparently they're doing all of this cloud seeding, we'll just call it that. I wouldn't want to call it solar screening or geoengineering or anything that would get me kicked off this platform. So I do have videos about that. Oh, I forgot. YouTube doesn't like when I give you links to content that they don't like. So you'll just have to look at my other platforms as well. All right, friends, wrapping up for now, that's what I've got for you. These crazy, weird weather words to describe the weird, crazy weather. And let me know if there are any that I missed, and I will definitely cover that in an upcoming video. Thanks for being on board. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I'm here at 4 p.m. Pacific, Monday through Friday, and always over at peggyhall.substack.com. See you soon, everybody.